Nigeria's cabinet will decide within 14 days whether President Umaru Yar'Adua is fit enough to govern Africa's most populous nation after a two-month absence for medical treatment.
The 58-year-old leader left the country November last to receive treatment for a heart ailment in Saudi Arabia. He has not transferred power to his deputy, triggering debate over the legality of government decisions.
Meanwhile, the Nigerian Interreligious Council has condemned the ongoing clashes in the central city of Jos, which so far have claimed the lives of at least 490 people this week.
We spoke to the co-chairman of the NIREC, Archbishop John Anuaiken of Abuja, who says the motive for the violence is not religious.
The point I would want to stress is that in Jos, as at now, people are not fighting because of religion. The Hausas are not fighting to defend Islam. And the Christians are not fighting to defend Christianity. They are fighting to defend their interests, their group interests, in terms of control of land, control of political power, which translates into economic well-being or misery. This is not just a one-sided battle, otherwise it wouldn't have been continuing. It's not just a question of Muslim terrorists terrorizing everybody. It is always a tit-for-tat going on there between the Hausa people and the other tribes, because the other tribes are many, not just one. In other words, there is mutual killing going on, and I think that is what we should condemn. There are those, of course, who would like to paint what is happening in purely or predominantly religious line because they want sympathy. Naturally, as a Catholic archbishop, I will probably want the sympathies of the whole Christian world. But I don't think that will justify me telling a lie that we are fighting a religious war when we are not.